快乐英语阅读，小学六年级，第一卷。
Unit 1 Story Town. The Ugly Duckling. It is a lovely summer day in the country. Mother Duck is sitting on her eggs. The eggs break.And the ducklings come out, one by one. But one of the ducklings is different from others. He looks very ugly. His brothers and sisters dislike him. They laugh at him and bite him. The poor ugly duckling feels very sad. He runs away. The ugly duckling meets some wild ducks.They warn,
"You're so ugly, don't come up near us."
Then a hunting dog appears. He stares at the duckling. The ugly duckling is very afraid, so he tucks his head under his wing. But the hunting dog goes away without touching the ugly duckling.
"Oh, I am so ugly.That no one wants me. Even a dog doesn't want to bite me."
A storm begins. The ugly duckling is so cold and wet. He looks for shelter from the storm. Finally, he arrives at a cottage. An old woman, a cat, and a hen live there. They dislike the duckling either, so he leaves the cottage.Soon, summer turns into autumn. The ugly duckling swims in the river. A group of swans fly over the duckling. They are so beautiful. The duckling envies them very much. Winter comes. It becomes colder and colder. The river is iced. The ugly duckling is caught by the ice.In the river. Early in the morning, a farmer finds the frozen duckling. He breaks the ice and brings the duckling home. The children of the farmer want to play with him, but the ugly duckling thinks they will hurt himself, so he flies away. Spring comes and everything is nice.The duckling sees the beautiful swans swimming in the river. He comes to them and says,
"I'm not happy at all. I'm so ugly."
The swans say to him,
"You aren't ugly. You're a beautiful swan. You are so beautiful that we can't compare with you."
The ugly duckling looks into the water. He is very happy to see that he is a beautiful swan now.
Unit 2 Story Town The Golden Touch. Long, long ago, there once lived a king. His name was Midas, and he loved gold very much. He wanted to get a lot of gold. He wanted to look at the gold every day.He owned a beautiful garden. There were many flowers and trees in it. Midas had one child, a pretty little girl. He loved her very much, and the little princess loved the garden and the flowers. But Midas was not satisfied with what he had. He loved gold more than any other things. He was a very greedy king.Every day, when Midas went for a walk in the garden, he always prayed God to give him more gold. God decided to punish the king and said to him,
"Okay, from now on, everything that you touch will become gold."
The king was very happy.
"I shall be the richest man in the world," he said to himself.
The king got up early next morning. When he touched his bed, it turned to gold. When he began to dress, his clothes became gold. Midas was very happy. Then he went to his garden. He picked one flower. It turned to gold too. He picked another, and the same thing happened. This time, the king was unhappy, because he loved the flower's rich colors. Midas was hungry. He called servant to bring some food. As soon as the king touched the food, it changed into gold. He couldn't eat. When Midas touched the water, it changed into gold too. He couldn't drink.
If I can't eat and drink, I will die.
He was very sad. Then Midas went into the garden again. His little daughter was there. When she saw the king, she ran up to him.
Oh, Dad, our beautiful flowers have changed into the same color. I don't like them.
Don't cry, my daughter, said Midas.
He held her in his arms and tried to comfort her. Suddenly, the girl turned to a gold statue. Midas began to cry. He went into his palace, and he begged God to take away the golden touch.
I was very foolish to love gold so much, he said. Take all my gold and give back my daughter and my garden.
God said,
go to the river and wash your hands. The water can wash away the golden touch.
Midas ran to the river quickly and washed his hands. He put his hands on his daughter, and she turned to the little princess at once. Midas and his daughter ran into the garden. He changed the flowers back into the rich colors. From then on, Midas wasn't greedy anymore. He never forgot this lesson. He knew that gold could not bring happiness. Unit 3. Storytown. An Ogre. Once upon a time, in a kingdom far, far away, the king and the queen were blessed with a beautiful baby girl. Unexpectedly, their daughter was cursed with a frightful enchantment that took hold each and every night. What kind of enchantment? Look at the two pictures. Can you tell that they are the same person? Unbelievable, right? That was due to the enchantment, and that made the king and queen headache. Desperately, they had to seek the help of a fairy godmother who had asked the king and queen to lock the young princess away in a tower to await the kiss of a Prince Charming. According to her words, only the kiss of the Prince Charming could break the enchantment. This was the tower that the princess had been locked in. There, beside the tower, a frightful dragon was flying around. A lot of princes had been around the tower, but no one dared to go up there. The beautiful princess was waiting there for years and years. Till one day, a Prince Charming, who was brave enough to go there, went to save the princess. He had challenged the perilous journey to rescue his beloved princess, Fiona. However, someone took the princess before him.
Who could be as brave as me?
The Prince Charming wondered.
As I know, I'm the bravest man in the world, as well as the most handsome one.
Wow, look at this. Who was he? A monster? An alien? He was the one who had saved the princess. How could that be? In our opinion, a princess should be rescued by a handsome prince, right? How could that be him? Again, who was he?
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Shrek. I'm a large green ogre. Are you afraid of me?
In fact, he was not intimidating, but people still freaked out when they saw him.
Why do people scream at you? Is there anything wrong with you?
Asked his best friend, Donkey.
No, I'm not the one with the problem, Donkey. It's the world that seems to have a problem with me. People take one good look at me and go, "Ah, help! Run! A big, stupid, ugly ogre." They judge me before they even know me. That's why I'm better off alone.
Unit 4. Storytown. The Magic Violin. Once there lived a landlord who loved money very much. He hired a young man named John. He forced John to work all day long, but with little payment. So John went away angrily. One day, John met a poor old lady. He gave her all his money. The old lady thanked him and asked,
"What's your favorite?"
John said,
"I like violin very much."
The old lady took out a violin from her bag and gave it to him. John went on his journey. He met a man who was cutting the wood. The man said,
"If you can help me, I'll give you some money."
John agreed. John cut the wood for the man. When John finished the work, the man didn't give him any money. John had to leave without being paid. All he could do was playing his violin. But when John was playing the violin, the man danced to the music and couldn't stop. As the rhythm of the song became faster and faster, the man danced faster and faster. He was exhausted at last. The man begged,
"Please stop. I will give you the money."
John got the money and left happily. John realized that the violin was not common. It was a magic violin. Anyone who heard its sound could not help dancing. So he decided to give the landlord a lesson. He came to the landlord's home and asked him to return his money. The landlord refused, so John played the violin. As soon as the landlord heard the sound, he couldn't help himself dancing. John played the violin faster and faster, and the landlord danced faster and faster. Finally, he couldn't bear. John said,
"Give me all your money and I'll stop playing the violin."
The landlord cried,
"Okay, okay, I'll give you my money. Don't play the violin anymore."
John didn't stop until the landlord gave him all his money. Then John distributed the money to the poor.
Unit 5. Storytown. The Grasshopper and the Ants. It is summer. The sun is shining brightly. It is very hot. The grasshopper is lying under the shade and drinking a glass of cold lemonade. The ants are busy gathering food. All of the ants are sweating.
What are the ants doing? Why are they working so hard? It is too hot to work today. They must be crazy. Why are you gathering food?
It will be winter soon. We must be prepared.
You must be kidding. There is lots of food here.
You should also gather some food, or you will starve in winter. Don't come to me for food later.
Poor ants! They have no fun. I will sing alone. It's summer. Let's have some fun. Let's sing and dance all day long.
The grasshopper continues to sing and dance all summer long. He does not gather any food. Soon, autumn comes, and weather gets colder each day. The fields turn yellow, and the leaves fall. The grasshopper wakes up one autumn morning with a cold. Soon, winter comes. The fields are now covered with snow. There is nothing to eat. The grasshopper looks around for food in the cold. He is freezing and starving to death, but he can't find any food. The grasshopper thinks of the queen ant. He finds the queen ant's house. He hears singing and laughing coming out from the inside. He knocks at the door.
Mr. Grasshopper, what brings you here? And why are you so pale?
I haven't eaten for 5 days. Can I have something to eat?
Remember what I said. Don't come to me for food later.
Yes, I do. But I am so hungry. Please, give me a little bread.
The queen ant feels sorry for the grasshopper and goes to the kitchen to get him some bread. But when she comes back, the grasshopper and his guitar have already frozen like ice. Don't be lazy. Always be prepared.
Unit 6. Story Town. Going to the market.
Mother takes me to the market. There are many shops and many people. Some people buy things, and some people just see. What will my mother do? First, we go to the ration shop. Mother buys wheat, rice, sugar, and dal. We do not carry the bags. The shopkeeper sends them home. Next, Mother stops at the vegetable shop. I ask, are you going to buy vegetables?
No, she says.
The lady tells us, come and buy, the vegetables are fresh. Why does Mother stop here?
Oh, it is an oil depot.
The shop is filled with smell of oil. Mother complains to the shopkeeper.
Oil prices are high.
She is not happy. We reach the fish market. Some people don't like the smell. I love fish. Look at the way the fish women dress. Do you see the fat cats? They simply sit there, eat fish, and get fat. We stop at the dairy. Mother buys some ghee and paneer. Why don't they keep ice creams? I like ice cream. Do you think my mother will buy me an ice cream? Are you going to buy any pots? I ask my mother.
No,
she says. There is no one in the shop. People buy pots and pans when there is a wedding or a festival.
Stop! Don't go into this shop, I shout.
My mother likes the cloth shop. She likes to feel cloth. The shopkeeper shows her many saris, but she does not buy even one.
This is what I want, the toy shop. The bear is so big. I want this scooter and that toy truck. I promise my mother,
I will only look and touch. I will not ask for a toy today. I will get one on my birthday.
Unit 7. Story Town. East to West.
I love New York City. I like the East. We always lived there. Then my father got a new job. It was in Arizona, where the Grand Canyon is. Out west.
Hollywood in California is all right. You can see beautiful movie stars there. Washington, D.C. is all right. It's the capital of the United States. You can see famous people like the president there.
But what can you see in Arizona?
Cows? Horses? I didn't want to move. But my father said we had to go. He got our tickets. Then we packed our suitcases. In a short time, we were in our seats on the plane, flying west. It was a long trip, miles and miles. My father slept in his seat next to mine. Mine was next to the window. I saw rivers and mountains and forests with about a million trees. I wiggled my toes in my new cowboy boots. I wanted to have friends. I wanted to be popular in my new school. The houses on our new street were all brown.
That one is ours,
my father said. The yard was wide and sandy. There was a big cactus. I didn't see any cows. I did see a girl.
Hello, she said. I'm Jane. Do you want to go and have some fun?
I can't ride a horse, I told her. She just looked at me.
I want to go to the mall. We don't ride horses there, she said. And why are you wearing cowboy boots?
Most people don't wear them here. I liked her. Do you know what I saw at the mall?
A cow.
But it wasn't real. It was in the window of the ice cream store. We had one just like it in New York. I think I'm going to like Arizona.
Unit 8. Story Town. Queen of the Calendar. One day, Linda helped her father in the garden. She hung up the watering can. She put the shovel away. She was helping her father clean up the yard. Suddenly, Linda stopped working and said to her father,
I know what I'm going to be one day.
What are you going to be? Father asked.
I'm going to be Queen of the Calendar,
Linda said. What does a calendar queen do? Father asked.
A calendar queen can name new holidays to celebrate,
said Linda.
April 10th is going to be Drop the Rake Day. No work on that day.
Sounds interesting, Father said.
May 5th can be Fireworks Day,
Linda said.
We can set off beautiful fireworks on that day. August 1st is going to be Lucky Messy Day. On that day, we needn't do any cleaning. We can enjoy ourselves and do everything we like. And September 8th is going to be Joke Day. We can tell jokes all day.
Good idea, Father said. And you like traveling, right?
Yes, Dad,
answered Linda. So, we can have a travel day. We can travel to beautiful places on that day, Father advises.
Cool, Dad!
October 16th can be Hug a Tree Day. We should hug the trees and tell them we love them. And November 28th can be Twins Day. On that day, we can wear the same clothes with our best friends. Is that cool, Dad?
Of course, dear, Dad smiled. Father stopped raking. He looked at Linda. What is the date today? He asked.
June 21st,
Linda said. The first day of summer, Father said. Let's celebrate.
How?
Asked Linda. Let's make it Chocolate Ice Cream Day, said Father.
I like that idea. I like chocolate ice cream,
said Linda. She was very excited, and they enjoyed chocolate ice creams under the tree.